Actually, I've been the airport director here for 28 years, almost 28 and a half years. You know, it's been very, very good for me, my family, you know, and it's just been a pleasure basically to, you know, work, you know, basically with the people of Rhinelander and the county of Oneida. And it's been a very, very rewarding career for me. Again, in my first life, I was in the airline business for 20 years, and that's kind of how I got up here. And when the airline decided to discontinue service here, Mr. Heck had asked me if I would, you know, would like to be the airport director. It took me all of about 10 seconds to say yes. And again, I've had, you know, fantastic employees. It's been a very, very, again, very, very rewarding career.
Airport and the whole airline business has changed quite a bit since you started, hasn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes. When I started back in 1969, the airline industry was regulated at that time, of course. At that time, in 1979, they deregulated the environment. So, you know, I saw when it, back in the glamour days of the airlines, when you actually used to get a decent meal, even in coach class, and they would also pass out the champagne and do whatever else for free. And then we went into the deregulated area where, you know, now, you know, you're lucky if you get a bag of peanuts for free, and if you want a meal, you're going to pay for it as such. And then you get into the airport side of it too. I mean, we've seen a lot of regulations, you know, that have changed over my 28 years here. It's more and more regulated as time goes by. Of course, we've seen, you know, on the heels of 911, we've seen security change from the Federal Aviation Administration over to the Transportation Security Administration as such. You know, it's been very, very interesting and, again, very rewarding.
What do you think, given today and looking ahead, what do you think is out in the future for the airline industry?
I think for the airline industry right now, you know, we got the pilot shortage. We just came back from Wisconsin Aviation Conference, and they were addressing that too, where you're going to have to get airport directors and managers in your local community to get more involved with the school systems. We have the lieutenant governor spoke to us and basically said, you know, we have like 300 firms in the state of Wisconsin that deal in aeronautics, and that we have to really bring the young kids, you know, make them aware of the jobs that are going to be available in the future and groom these individuals so that we have employees basically to fill the needs of these 300 companies just in the state of Wisconsin. And I think on the airline side is the same thing. You know, it was, again, when I grew up in the business, it was kind of a glamorous. We went through some years then where there was two-tier pilot pay and, you know, basically going out and hiring you know, private firms to do the customer service for the airlines and different things like that, too. And I think that there's an awakening coming that you want to control your future. You're basically going to have good employees, and they're going to have to be working for you.
What do you see for the future here at Rhinelander?
I think the future of Rhinelander is very, very promising. I mean, we have good airline service going to Minneapolis at Delta as such. I don't see that going away. Even if the Essential Air Service went away, I think that we have the market in the Rhinelander area, in our catchment area, that you know, we will continue to see airline service in the future. I think you'll see the general aviation, you know, maybe or will start growing as our new manager gets more and more involved, you know, with the school system, and try to get more and more individuals to, you know, consider the possibility of becoming a pilot as such. So I think, you know, I think the future for Rhinelander is very, very bright. And again, I've been blessed with some very, very, very good employees, you know, so I think we got the mainstay, you know, as far as our administration side of it. I think as our operations side too. I mean, we are very, very stable, very, very dedicated individuals. You know, so if we continue to get the support, you know, from the city and the county, you know, the airport will prosper.